making you seem like you know what's happening in pop culture while you're standing around the water cooler at work. You don't want to be left out, right? Here's today's top trending stories on Indy's number one for new country, 97.1 Hank FM.
All right, so if you are a horror flick fan, which I am not, but
horror.
Did it sound like I was saying horror? if you are a horror flick fan, you could be chosen to watch 24 hours of horror films and get paid to do it. This sounds like a cool promotion for some people and a terrible promotion for someone like me. I would never want to be a part of this thing.
I would love it.
If you ever needed to like extract information out of me, like this is what you would have me do. Just make it stop. I can't do this for 24 hours. Anyways, if you want the gig, you got to be 18 or older. You must be willing to stay up all night and be able to live tweet your entire experience. Go to cabletv.com.
I need my sleep.
And you could be chosen to win $1,000 plus $50 to Starbucks. I'm assuming that's to keep you up all night.
Right.
last day to apply for this is coming up October 19th. So get to it if you want.
Nice.
What do you got?
So, sad news, Eddie Van Halen passed away yesterday at the age of 65. He'd been suffering from throat cancer, and I guess Kenny Chesney took to Facebook soon after it was announced and just reminisced about sharing the stage with Van Halen and his brother Alex during a tour stop in L.A. back in June of 2006. They performed Jump and You Really Got Me, that was the Kinks hit. But he just wrote about his devastation. You know, Eddie had been fighting cancer since 2000, and in 2002 had been declared cancer-free, but then in 2011 it resurfaced in his esophagus.
Did you know he was suffering from cancer?
I did not.
I did not know either.
No, I had no idea until that came out. And then also, another passing, at age 80, Johnny Nash, the gentleman that sang this. He was known as a one-hit wonder, but we all know that it's pretty massive. So it topped, it topped the chart for an entire month back in November of 1972. It sold 1 million copies. It became an international song after being the only non-Jamaican artist to record on the island. His song was recorded several times, reached the top 20. It was recorded by Jimmy Cliff in 1993 for the movie Cool Runnings. So he was 80 and just died of natural causes.
Caleb and Mindy in the morning on 97.1 Hank FM.